Hello and welcome to a cricket review of recent matches that have been taking place. There's been a lot to watch recently. There's currently two series that have been going on. There's a India-Australia ODI series and a England-South Africa T20 series to enjoy. So at the moment, two matches have taken place in both series, and in the India-Australia series, Australia are 2-0 up, and in the England-South Africa series, England are 2-0 up. So, just to start with the India-Australia series, this has been particularly fascinating for me to watch because two very, very explosive batting lineups. Extremely high scores, as expected, really. I suppose, from my perspective, I think India could have done a bit better with the way things have panned out. I think India, to be fair, I envisage them winning this series, but they're 2-0 down. They can't get back in the series because it is a pre-match series. So, well done to Australia, but I think India need to look at their balance of the team. They've got it a little bit wrong for me. I think they're relying too much on the top five batsmen, and Kohli, in particular, at number three, has way too much pressure on him to score the runs. And it reminds me a little bit of the India team of the early 2000s, where Tendulkar was the main man, and once Tendulkar was out, India's hopes had vanished. So they need to stop this reliance on one player and start playing a bit more as a team, I think. And to do that, they need to get a balance better. And to do that, they need to have a good number 6, 7, 8 as well. Guys that can contribute with the bat, and at the moment they don't have that. They only have 5 proper batsmen, and that's not good enough when you're playing a team like Australia. To be fair, I'm surprised they managed to score over 300 runs, actually, given the balance of the team. So I'd be making some considerable changes there. I'd be bringing in some good all-round players. I've said before, I quite like someone like Shivam Dubey. I think he's a good player, and I think he should be in. Maybe give him a shot at number 6 or 7, along with Pandya. So anyway, the main point there is the balance is a bit poor, and there's too much of a tail end because they've got people like Shami, Bumrah, Chahal, all kind of decent bowlers, but they can't bat at all. And if you compare that to Australia's bowlers, Australia have people like Mitchell Starc, Pat Cummins, very good bowlers, but also very good, reasonably good batsmen. So you can see the difference in the depth of teams and the quality. And I think India need to go back to drawing board and consider their options for the next World Cup, because it's, although the World Cup is quite a while away, it will come by quickly, and they need to start building a team that can do well in that tournament. They need to start doing that soon. So that's my thoughts of the India-Australia series. A lot of work for India to think about going forward. So, moving on to England South Africa, it's been very, very fascinating to see this, because South Africa have actually done a bit better than I thought. I thought England would absolutely steamroll South Africa, but South Africa has shown up a bit of character in this series, and they've actually performed quite well in the first T20 in particular, where we saw Du Plessis and de Kock getting the runs for South Africa. And just as expected, really, the two main batsmen there. But England has showed their depth and their class, really, because they've been able to chase down that target in the first T20 quite easily, with Bairstow doing very well. And it goes to show that England were actually 3 wickets down quite early on in that match, but they went on to win. And it just shows that even if you get people like Dawid Malan and Jos Buttler and some of these good players like Roy, if you get him out early, there's still Morgan, there's still Bairstow, there's still Stokes. There's a lot of depth there. So England are very lucky, and I think they have a very good ODI team, and probably the best team to be playing one day cricket in the world right now, I think, is England. So no surprises here. England are ahead in the series, and they've won the series already, 2-0 up with one match to go, which starts tomorrow, in fact, on the 1st of December. So, yeah, very, very interesting recent few days, and probably this week, really, of cricket. to look forward to as well. So that's my roundup overall. Been enjoying the cricket, and there's lots more to look forward to, because just as I say about India-Australia's ODI series, I'm very, very much looking forward to the Test series as well, because I think that Test series between those two teams is going to be one blockbuster contest. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening, and lots more to come. Thank you very much.